The UN's World Food Programme now believes the world gets it when it comes to the food price crisis. But as governments scramble to ensure their own supplies of rice, of wheat, of edible oils, are they making things worse? China, India, Vietnam, a major rice exporter, Indonesia. These are just some of the countries that have officially banned exports of selected foods. They might be protecting their domestic stockpiles, but to what cost elsewhere?
Of course, the countries that are hardest hit are the ones that are importing food, that cannot produce it on their own, that are reliant on the outside, on other countries. And that, of course, could easily lead to tension.
That tension is at its most severe in Africa, in parts of Central and South America, and here in Asia, particularly where the poverty is at its greatest. The Asian Development Bank says countries that withhold food from export are simply hoarding, a policy the bank says that is both an overreaction and counterproductive. The Asian Development Bank says the issue is not strictly a shortage of food, rather a shortage at prices that the poorest can afford. The World Food Programme this week upped its estimate of the money it needs just to cover price rises from $500 billion to $750 billion US dollars. The UN's Food and Agriculture Organization is scrambling to put together a global emergency meeting planned for Rome in June. It will address, among other things, the trend towards biofuels, seen by some as environmentally better than oil, but blamed in part for the current food inflation. While the talk goes on, images from around the world bear out the truth of the words of an old reggae song. A hungry mob is an angry mob.
The rise in food prices is really also not just a humanitarian issue, it's also a peace and security issue. That's why it's so important.
Hugh Rimmington, CNN, Hong Kong.